Thank you all for showing up tonight, coming out to hear Susie. She hasn't preached in quite a while, and she's been through this sickness and that sickness and the brain tumor and all that stuff. So we're praying, God, you restore in her, Lord. And we know that you won't be disappointed. We have so many testimonies that we can share. But tonight we're going to let Susie preach the word of God and speak to us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And my scripture is found in Jeremiah, the first chapter, the fourth verse. And it says, "And the words of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. And then saith I," that was Jeremiah who said this, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." And I think that reminds me of me, because I've never been real, you know, sociable, I guess you call it. And I just wanted to relate with him, because that's how I feel, and I know how he feels. And he said to Jeremiah, "Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go up, and all that I shall send thee to do, and whatever I can command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, Jeremiah said. And I can remember the times when I was witnessing to someone, and I felt like the Lord reached forth and touched my mouth, because I didn't know what to say. But these words came out, and they were exactly what that person needed to hear. And this happens a lot. And I don't know what to say. But the Lord said unto me, "Behold, the words I have put in your mouth." So just remember to stay in contact with God, and you will know what to say. And like Pastor said, this in these times, there's many who are just really feel like they're lonely and they're hopeless. And so we have to be strong, and we have to be encouragement to them at this time. And see, the Lord said in verse 10, "See, I have this day set over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant." That the Lord is doing that right now. And over there in the other nations where there's wars and there's rumors of wars, we know that God is in control. And we just have to put our hand in his hand and remember to pray for those people. Yeah. And God put this call on our lives, just as Jeremiah was. Jeremiah was born in a time when the world was in turmoil, just like it is right now. And he was there for a unique purpose. So serving God, he provided him the strength and the resources. And God will do that for us. He'll just be right there for whatever we need and whatever we have need of. And we ask for it. We do have to remember to ask for it. And there's no royal road to becoming a saint or a prophet. It's just a worker for God, and that's what we want to be, is a worker for God. The only way is to abandon all the worldly things that come in the way and go out into the deep water. And there may be darkness and uncertainty. Don't we see this darkness day by day? But we have to get over that. We have to look up and remember that God is in control.
Yes.
This reminds me of the Pocatello Church of God, where we pastored for almost 20 years. And God gave me this scripture in Isaiah 41:9. It says, "Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth," Shelton Washington, "and brought thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you, and be not dismayed, for I am thy God. and I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you within the right hand of my righteousness. And that's exactly what he's done in the many, many ups and downs we have as pastors in a church. You always have things that come against you, and sometimes you feel like, Lord, I can't go on. But he always shows you the way. So, and I love the Old Testament because we can kind of look at what they went through and compare it to what we're going through now. And I was right where God wanted to use me when we were in Pocatello. And I leaned on him completely. And I put my trust in him. It was awesome because when you're in a city where they have another testament and they want you to believe what they believe, and you're Pentecostal and they're not, you know? So you have to just trust in the Lord, and he will bring those people around to see the truth, the way and the truth. And they had written another testament, and they were just, my Bible and their Bible just didn't line up. So we just had to kind of make our way, you know, and they always looked at us like, what do you know that we don't know? And they would come to us, and we would have classes, and we would teach them how the Bible means this, and the another testament is not where we want to go. And so also in Idaho, there, and somebody else mentioned this, that beautiful flowers are blooming in the mountain valleys, and especially in the springtime, where they are rarely seen or appreciated. I always compared that to us Christians. We can bloom and grow and feel like we're the only one on the earth, that nobody sees us, but they do. And we are appreciated, just like we appreciate those mountain flowers. They're so beautiful. And they never give up, do they? They come back every year, and they're blooming to make a beautiful valley to the best of their ability. And so we as Christians can relate to those beautiful flowers. And God is working on us, and that's all that matters. He's working in our hearts and in our lives, and that's what matters. So if you feel inadequate because of your age or your education or your talents, then don't feel inadequate, because God will give you the strength and the talent that you need to bypass anything that you can't feel like you can't handle. The opportunity to work for the Lord is the main thing. And we want to remember that God will not lead us where he cannot help us. Right. And when others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. And I kind of have an illustration of that. God's ways are not our ways. He is the King of Kings. And he thinks differently. And I'm reminded of a story. And this is a true story. That's my favorite true story. Maybe that's why I love the Bible. It's true. Anyway, I don't know if there's any golfers here, but Arnold Palmer was a famous golf pro. And he was invited to visit and play a golf game with King Abdul of Saudi Arabia. The king flew him over there, and they had a beautiful 4 days. And they were playing golf, and when it was time to go, the king said, we had such an enjoyable visit, Mr. Palmer. What would you like for, you know, a memorabilia or a gift for a good visit? And he said, well, he thought for a minute, how about a new golf club? And then he left for home. He waited, and he was thinking. He kept checking the mail, you know, for the new golf club. He figured it would be gold-plated or jewels on the handle or something. And all of a sudden, he got a something in the mail, and he noticed it was from the King of Saudi Arabia. So he opened that envelope, and he was really, you know, what is this? And when he noticed it was from the king, especially when he noticed it was from the king, He opened that envelope, and it was a 500-acre deed to a golf club. You see, kings think differently than we do. And God's ways are not our ways. And when, God called me to preach in 1990 at camp meeting, he gave me the scripture in Isaiah 41. It says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." Sometimes we're a little bit shaky, especially when we're called into ministry and we think, wow, it's a big world out there and there's a lot of evil out there. We have to remember that God is in control. His hand is out there to help us to solve every problem. So, and look again at Jeremiah 1:5. It says, I'll get it. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations." And that's when Jeremiah said, "I cannot talk. I'm a child." But God says, "Fear not." So we need to just draw strength from here. Him. It's just like when we work for the Lord, it's just like our daily job. We just go out and work, and sure we get tired, mentally, spiritually drained, but he gets behind us, and he shows us the benefits of our labor. Because whatever we need, all we have to do is ask, and he has it in his hands. And sometimes we counsel and we get weary and we feel like it's never going to end, but you know what, payday is coming. Is just like our job has a payday. Well, when we get to heaven, it will all be worth it. So Father, I ask you to help me keep my eyes on the prize when I go tired and weary in service. Lift my head to remind me of why I am doing this. Send people along the way to encourage me, and thank you for the opportunity to have you give me to minister to people. Amen.